Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to Redman TV. Welcome to Daily News. I am Ross Chandley. This is Tom Dutton. And we are in Qatar at the moment.
Yeah, I'll put an insert of what we can see on the balcony just there.
I don't know how you're wearing jeans, to be honest, but never mind. It's lovely over here so far. Looking forward to explore some more. And we'll keep you up to date what's going on with the Liverpool games on the socials and all that stuff. So go and check that out. But we're here to bring you some news. First off, Tom, it's been revealed that Adam Lallana will leave Liverpool at the end of the season.
Okay.
James Pearce was talking in a Q&A for The Athletic. I can't show you the stuff today. We didn't bring all the equipment. So we did speak in Q&A for The Athletic. The 31-year-old is entering his final month at Anfield. The coach says Lallana will leave Liverpool at the end of the season. I mean, that's pretty much all that you need to know.
Yeah, it's been coming, hasn't it? I mean, he's kind of dropped off for a bit with his injuries and what have you, but he's still been a pretty good servant to the club. Every time he comes in, he's put in some big performances, actually, in terms of the work rate. I remember when Klopp first came in and he couldn't get through a game. I remember, he couldn't finish 90 minutes, and then he slowly got his fitness up and became a really good player in Klopp's system, really knew what he was doing in terms of that press. And then, obviously, his better players have come in his position and what have you. I think Minamino has spelt the M for them, which doesn't mean that he's bad. He's just getting to the end of his career, and we need new, fresh players in there, I think.
Yeah, you're right. It's a squad developing again, isn't it? That's all part of Klopp signing a new contract, the fact that he can not just kind of leave this team, he can plan ahead for the next couple of seasons, and Adam Lallana
definitely
isn't part of that. But yeah, it's inevitable, isn't it? And he's getting a bit on now as well. There's a couple of bits on Virgil van Dijk as well. Obviously, he's in Qatar, but reports say that he missed training yesterday. I think Klopp's taking precautions of the fact of all the defensive crisis that's going on at the moment. But to me, he doesn't look like someone that needs a rest. But obviously he's human, isn't he? So obviously it's a fairly long flight to Qatar.
Yeah.
He's played a lot of footy, and I think it's important to manage him. Not that he needs managing compared to other people, but if you can give him a rest every now and then in this busy period, I think you have to give it him.
Yeah, I mean, he missed training, but he's fit, isn't he?
So yeah.
He will play, and I think he's the first name on the team sheet. We talk about it being Fabinho or Alisson or what have you. It's genuinely Virgil van Dijk, though. And I know you put your goalkeeper down first and what have you, but you can put Adrian in there. We've got no one of the quality.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Adrian's the quality of Alisson, by the way, but he can come in and do a job. I don't think anyone can do that job that Virgil van Dijk does in our team. So I think you're right. I mean, manage him. If he asks, look, boss, I need this, or someone in training
doesn't strike me as the sort of person that would ask for it.
No.
But also wouldn't argue with me if he did ask me for it.
And that's purely because of, again, what he's done.
Yeah.
Like, you can't fault him. You know he's going to give 110% on the pitch every single time. I'm glad that it's not something we need to worry about. Obviously, sometimes you hear about players missing training, and you're like,
That's exactly what he did in the first place. Oh, no.
But I think he got booted the other day, didn't he? And then he ended up on the deck, and everyone's like, oh, and then he gets up, gets clapped, comes back on the pitch like nothing's happened.
Yeah,
it's great.
Speaking of Virgil van Dijk, still, he's beaten Raheem Sterling to the FSA Player of the Year Award. It's the Fans Supporters Association. I might be wrong on that one. There was 300,000 votes. Virgil van Dijk won it, beating the likes of Raheem Sterling, Son, Harry Kane, Jamie Vardy. And just again, he's kind of carrying what we were just saying there, of everything that he's achieved and everything that he's done to get another award before the end of the year. Like, it's just an incredible season for him, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame he didn't win the Ballon d'Or. He could have had so
this
many
more.
This
is a very close second.
Oh, yeah. But he was in the running for everything.
Yeah.
Literally everything in terms of in terms of club honours and player honours, which means, well, again, it just shows you just how good he's been and we've been. And he's, like I say, we've been fantastic and he's been integral to that. Remember when he first came in and the change that he made, the sweeping changes to just how solid our team is. And again, we've bolstered that with the likes of Alisson, with the likes of Fabinho and Gino Wijnaldum and Henderson stepping up in the defensive midfield department. But it is a simpler fact as he's just transformed that defence, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's just going to get more and more awards. Hopefully he'll get the Ballon d'Or next year. The Champions League draw was yesterday, Tom, just very, very quickly, because another lad did a terrific job on the live show yesterday. A bit of reaction to getting Atletico Madrid.
Yeah. The worst one.
Yeah?
The worst one for me, purely because of just how good they are defensively. I mean, I don't know your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I think there's been several. Well, we know how good Simeone's sides are from the pre-season to win in the Champions League. There's always that. There's a clip doing the rounds at the minute on Twitter, basically where I think they have the ball high up in the park and then they lose it and just immediately just everybody gets back and you're thinking, like, that's what you want to see from your team. But to try and defend against that or to try and attack against that, rather, they've got the likes of, you know, they've lost Griezmann, but they've still got Diego Costa, who's like, he's effective like Suarez, isn't he? He's an annoying brick.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. He plays
the opposition, but he's still a very good footballer.
Yeah.
While Felix, they've got, you know, got loads of good players still. I think you're right. I think the way that they set up, that makes them a dangerous side to play, but I'm possibly the hardest one.
I mean, every draw is going to be tough. You get to this stage in the Champions League, they're all tough, and believe me, Atletico do not want Liverpool. They'll be looking at it going, our defence is going to get tested here in the same way our attack is, and to be fair, our defence, I think, with the amount of chances that we've been given up recently, I'm a tiny bit worried. But again, this is a challenge. Liverpool teams come up against challenges all the time.
Yeah.
And I, every time I say it, they overcome it. And maybe we won't, but I genuinely believe we will. Klopp, undefeated in a two-legged tie in Europe. And there you go. So that's what Diego Simeone will be looking at, going, this is massively, massively tough for us. Going away to Anfield is not an easy thing to do. Mm. Yes, teams have been able to do it, but I can't wait. It's going to be a massive game, and there's some other huge matchups as well.
Yeah,
in the Champions League.
Man City getting the easy draw again. Eh? We'll go into those a little bit later on, but just to stay on the Champions League. Liverpool set to earn loads of money from the Champions League yet again, because of the way that this UEFA system works. It's done over a couple of seasons, but Liverpool set to earn more than £100 million in the Champions League just for this season.
Wow.
That's for obviously TV rights, how far they go and get. And again, like I think we had a conversation yesterday. It was on the way here with someone. I was just about things being right off the pitch at Liverpool, and it just seems to be like, and then like Klopp signed his contract, then we got like a decent team, then there's the Nike stuff, then there's the stadium stuff, and then there's everything else. Like, this just feels like a little addition to that. I've gone, you know, it's a reward for doing well, obviously, isn't it? Which is why we're here. But just to go, like, there's another shed of more money which you can put towards more players, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, we've put a lot of investment. I say we, I haven't.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of investment put into this club, and it's just these returns that build up and build up and build up and then allow you to make, like you say, bigger signings and just general additions to the behind the scenes, what we can see in terms of players. It's massive for me, and as long as we can keep this up, you're basically funding your transfer budget, aren't you? You're basically going,
it's one less worry for Jurgen Klopp and the people in the back room there, of just going, right, Sam, we have the funds to do this if you need to do it.
Well, that's the thing. It is a reward, but then the reward will be buying the player that comes in. And with Michael Edwards there and the scouting team behind that, we will get players on the cheap as well. That's the thing. And if we do need to splash out the money, I've got no doubt that we will now. It all just feels great at the moment.
What you're saying is, Tom, if we need to get Mbappe, the money's there to get Mbappe.
We have the money to get Mbappe.
Okay, you heard it here first. Speaking of Jurgen Klopp, there's a clause that's been, or not a clause, in his contract that's come to light. Jurgen Klopp's new contract, which runs to 2024, includes no break clause, that has been revealed. According to David Ornstein of The Athletic, Klopp's negotiations with the club were relaxed. He also made sure there was no break clause was put in the German's new deal. This means that Klopp is unlikely to leave the Reds during the duration of his contract, with the German being a target of a reported interest from Bayern Munich and lucrative offers in China.
Boss, I mean, I do want Jurgen Klopp to have a break, but
that never crossed my mind until I read the article that he might have a break.
Yeah. Well, there was talk, wasn't there, whether he was going to take one for the season.
But as soon as he announced an extension,
yeah,
that all went to the back of my head. And he's just going to carry on.
Yeah, 100%. I say, he will get breaks on the off season.
It's an intense job, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Is someone asked him actually about like the pressures of the job in a press conference, and he was talking about, "Oh, I don't feel it," and that he must feel it. You know what I mean? And I'm just glad he's tied down his future to us. I'm really happy about this. And look, he will have looked over that contract and gone, "This is the best for me, the best for Liverpool in the long term." And yeah, it's fantastic.
Is he enjoying himself? Why would he leave?
Exactly. He's winning everything. All his players are getting the highest honours in terms of Van Dijk and what have you. It's boss.
And they will be crowned official best club in the world.
I can't wait. Like, obviously, we're here in Doha. Yep. At the moment, and we flew over. Obviously, there's going to be a vlog on all this. You'll be able to, like Ross says, catch it on the socials. But we're going to be watching the other teams as they're coming through. So we'll keep you up to date on all that. And then we're watching Liverpool. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and Paul, Chris, and Jack will have you covered for the Aston Villa game tonight. So if you want all that stuff, check out the main YouTube channel for all that.
I'm actually really interested to see what happens there, and obviously they'll keep you up to date. But I really want to know how they get on. Because it could, like, if we beat Villa with our under 23s against pretty much a really strong side, I think Villa are going to put out. That puts down a statement about intent and the fact that our youth players are amazing.
Yeah, play them in the semis as well if they get through.
Why not? Just give that competition to the youth and see what they can do with it.
Cool. Right then, there we go. We'll wrap up. We'll be back tomorrow with more daily news. As we've both said, go and check out the rest of the content on the main YouTube channel and on the website as well. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.